Do a funny voice.
It's me, Gary Lineker.
Cool.
Of all the people to choose.
And put that voice to.
Yeah.
Welcome to Match of the Day.
See what I mean? It's a good joke. It's a good bit to have. Oh, yeah. No one will suspect a thing if we get all of our merchandise from a sweatshop in Cambodia.
I'm just worried that we wouldn't have anywhere to go, Tom. I'm worried that we wouldn't have anywhere, like, as we got more successful, to kind of creatively go.
Like, right, for Nike, right, to outsource all their factories to sweatshops in Southeast Asia and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wrong, because you're making a lot of profit and stuff. We're a kind of non-profit kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like, as in, there's no money involved whatsoever apart from what we put into it.
Not for profit, for a loss.
For a loss organisation, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'd be morally all right to use Cambodian sweatshops to make our
merchandise. In a way, we're a charity.
Yeah. Giving them money. Essentially.
Anyway, let's move on.
Yes, CyberConnor got to us on Twitter this week with a lot of Bojangles Bill titles.
Again.
Yeah, Bojangles Bill being an adventure film we pitched a few weeks ago.
3 weeks, I think, now?
Yeah, he wants Bojangles Bill to not be an archaeologist.
Not anymore.
Not an Indiana Jones.
Played by Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, so Brendan Fraser is now a spy called Bojangles Bill.
Excellent.
I'm just going to list them out. I'm going to pitch them.
It's a new Bond series, doing new things. These are all the films he's going to be in.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser does not get to be a spy.
Yes, he does. Would you suspect him of trying to do anything clever?
That's true. That's true. Fair enough.
So yeah, we're not going to pitch any of these because,
like,
we're going to enable CyberConnor for a bit, but not to the extent
to the extent of really making them.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got the Bojangles Ultimatum. Bojangles Bill in Moonshaker. Moonshaker, all in caps.
I feel like I do feel like that's. There is a visual in that where someone sends up a long stick to the moon and then just sort of like shakes it about. It's just a big earthquake maker machine. But they don't want to build it on the moon. They're just a big long pole that they drill into it.
There's a load of teenagers making noise on the moon.
It's a big broom.
I was thinking it's like a bit in Friends where they make a stick out of chopsticks
to poke the
naked guy across the alley.
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
It's a big broom, but it's a really long, it's a really tall ceiling.
Loads of brooms taped together.
Guys, we're already giving enough time to Bojangles Bill this week. Bojangles Bill Oldfinger. Bojangles Bill and the Septuple Cross, as in, like, centuple cross.
Ooh.
So that's like 50 double crosses right there. Yeah, exactly. Bojangles Bill and the Chop Suey Consortium.
What?
I like that one.
I know. Bojangles Bill and Operation Storefront. Don't know what that means.
I like the idea that most of that is on one set. And it's just literally they put together a greengrocer's.
I don't know how that's a spy movie, but there you go. The last one, God. Bojangles Bill versus the Mummy. And then he's putting brackets, right? To be honest, it's your job to figure out how this is a spy movie.
He's right.
Like,
he's not wrong, is he?
No.
Mummy is an organisation code name.
We'll leave that with your imagination.
Multiple humans making many
yams.
Yes.
Making many, yes.
Making mischief, yes. Multiple humans making mischief, yes. That's the secret code name for the bad organisation in Bojangles Bill versus the Mummy.
Ow. Okay, so we've got one here from Sampa Molenga. Secret ace. Ace in the hole. And he's written innuendo there.
New ace, most power of part
the title, maybe.
That's part of the title.
Secret ace. Ace in the hole. Innuendo there. We did pitch this one. Like, this will be for the deleted scenes, obviously.
We pitched it before we lost all the footage.
Yeah, we pitched it. We had Scott on. It's been a bad week. It's been a fucking awful week. We've had
trade Scott through, out for me.
We've been through three guests.
We had to trade Nal out for Scott, and then we recorded an episode with Scott, which didn't get recorded. So I had to go to work, and we couldn't get Scott back on in time to get the episode out.
Yep.
But this one, right, Secret Ace in the Hole, might be one of my favourite things we've ever pitched.
Oh, tell me about it.
I'm so annoyed.
I was going to do an Ace Ventura sequel, right. So you should definitely...
This was an Ace Ventura sequel.
Almost.
Indirect, it was a spin-off.
Yeah, it was like... yeah, we started with the whole thing from the beginning of a James Bond film.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
You know, the ding 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 ding. You know, he
the
shoots
iris,
something.
Yeah, you're looking down the what do they call it? Fluting?
But for yeah,
the gun barrel.
But for some reason, it was Crispin Glover.
Yeah,
because that's the first name we could think of. We had to research who it was to get who this person was. Turns out it's the guy who plays George McFly in the Back to the Future films.
That's all he's ever done.
Yeah, that's all he's known for. And he comes, like, he sees the James Bond sort of gun barrel thing, jumps through it out of the cinema screen, out into the cinema, and talks to the crowd.
We've arranged to have him cloned, so that one can go to every single theatre.
Meanwhile, on the screen, there's just static playing, and occasionally a giant eyeball flicks frantically around
there's
the screen.
A gong, and it'll just an eyeball will open in the static. And look around at everyone, and Crispin Glover will just freak the fuck out and then go and move. He'll run, like, to a different part of the cinema, hide behind a seat, and then as soon as the eyeball winks out of existence, closes its eye and winks out of existence, he then starts talking to whoever he was hiding near.
He goes, "Hi, how are you enjoying the movie so far?" And the audience is like, I have no idea what's happening.
But it all comes... But after about an hour and a half, 2 hours of this, it all comes to a head when Crispin invites the whole audience to come with him back through the cinema screen.
To fight the eyeball.
Oh, my God.
And what you find out is it's a big pullback reveal. You only get to see it if you choose to spend the rest of your life with Crispin Glover and all his clone friends, is that you're actually in this huge, like, weird warehouse complex in which a giant Crispin Glover is peering through all these cinema screens extra-dimensionally, and he's going from screen to screen, peering through them to make sure all his Crispin clones are doing the right thing. And
I really enjoyed that. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So annoyed we didn't record it.
How is it a spy film?
Because he's spying on them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine then.
Idiot. God's sakes.
Why did you get me on?
Never even get it, dear.
Third choice. Third
Don't
choice guest,
get
you guys. I feel honoured. Third choice
I
guest.
Mean, you were on like 3 weeks ago.
I know I was. People don't want me. They want nice people like Scott and Niall. But here I am.
So we've got one here from Podcast With No Aim, at Podcast No Aim on Twitter. A building made of Viagra.
Sounds structurally unsound.
It does so. I never even thought, like, that didn't even go through my head. What's it? Is it, like, is it going to be pills?
Yeah, is it loads of pill stacks on top? Or is it all the powder, like, compressed into building form?
Like, oh my god, so there's just a load of old men walking around a building licking the walls.
It's the new version of the Witch's Cottage from Hansel and Gretel made out of candy. It's a trap. It's an organisation built to trap men like Donald Trump get rid of them.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's a world in which... Because obviously, like, spy films have to court the political vibe of the time, right? Mm. They've got to... If recently they've taken a terrorist theme. Before that, it was like a Russian theme. And everyone that was enemy, they chose. So... This time, women have taken over the White House, and
in a world where Hillary got voted in by the popular vote and electoral vote,
and wanted to, she got two out of she got two out of two rather than just one.
Yeah,
she
got the one that mattered, apparently.
Yeah,
she decided. That it was time to outlaw Viagra.
So she made a building
took all the world's supplies and made a building out of it as a lure for all the men who needed it. And whenever they get there, they get addicted to it and can't leave.
I quite like the idea of, you know, how James Bond, like the early James Bond stuff.
Mm.
His first album.
His quite kind of...
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
He never said that, ever.
You're beautiful. That's James Bond, isn't it?
It's James Blunt.
Sorry?
James Blunt.
Anyway.
So the building made of Viagra, and I think
the spy in this is someone who's discovered this conspiracy and is trying to overthrow all these women in power.
Yeah.
It's Sean Connery.
Yeah. Yep.
Being an elderly gentleman.
Having to free the world's supply of Viagra to the rest of the
world. He's been sent by Chevy Chase.
he's stuck in this building of Viagra that not only does it have walls that, if you lick them, can give you a hard-on.
A hard-on so hard that it'll never go down.
It'll never fit through the doors.
All the blood in your body goes straight to it and you die. That's how it works. That's the evil plot.
There's just a lot of bikini-clad women outside with machine guns as well.
If they try to leave. No, it's if they leave with an erection. If you can't hide it, they shoot you.
That's... I'd hate to clean up in that building.
You tell that to the people licking it.
We've gone down a bad road.
A bit.
I'm sorry, don't blame me. Blame the person who pitched a building made of Viagra.
Yeah, well, apparently that's us pitching this movie.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
That was fun.
We've got one here from Daniel Mongan. From Nort Sexty. I get it right. I'm going to start again. he should have put a word there. okay, so from Daniel Mongan, from Nort to Sexty in 69 seconds. Oh, Agents of Amsterdam.
Oh my god. There's a lot to unpack there.
There is a lot. Quite a lot of these are sex-based.
So are spy films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Not the good ones. Sex in Spy Kids.
They had to do it twice at least.
There was in the prequel... The conception of Spy Kids. The conception of the Spy Kids.
I would watch that because Antonio Banderas is their dad. He is a beautiful boy.
Antonio Banderas.
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 Hi, I'm Antonio Banderas. It's Banderas.
It is Banderas, but I said it wrong and I hope you wouldn't
notice. Banderas.
Antonio Banderas. I said it wrong. Antonio Banderas.
Banderas, amigos.
So yeah, not to Sexty. I'm thinking it's a...
Let's get star Antonio Banderas now.
Yeah, from not to Sexty in 69 seconds. I'm thinking it's a It's a sexy car chase film.
I was going to go Dutch Top Gear Get Out of Hand, but I think that's a fair one. That's better.
Get out of hand? In what way?
They get hired to infiltrate a racing organisation.
It's quite a good idea.
A racy organisation.
Yeah, it's a racy racing.
It's racing that's getting a bit too racy. Oh no, it's like bikini-clad women racing.
Yeah.
That's what it is, bikini-clad women driving
Except
cars.
Except they've been trafficked. Trafficked, you know.
Oh, God.
The tagline is: these women are stuck in traffic
at the red light.
Oh my God!
At the red light, yeah.
Oh God!
These women drivers are a cover for a sex trafficking organization,
and it's down to Antonio.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas to stop it.
Yeah. It's down to Antonio Banderas to stop this trafficking organisation. Which is the best out of a topic or a bounty?
Bounty.
Wrong.
What was it a topic?
Hazelnut, like, and nougat.
Bounty.
That's
already
better. That's
no.
Definitely better.
No.
Nuts as well, I think.
No.
Depends on the nuts.
But, yeah, so... The truth is...
If you're
is,
allergic to nuts, right?
Tom.
Not a topic.
The truth, quote in quotes, is topics are best, right?
They're not. They're like coconuts.
Or is it a true lie?
No. right, I bounty, think... right? Yeah. Bounty is the best chocolate bar of topic or bounty, right? Because it's... It's coconut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't an actual nut. Hello, just want to say thank you for listening to the Life's a Pitch deleted scenes.
We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, maybe consider sharing it with your friends on social media, by word of mouth, anywhere really. Maybe put it onto a thumb drive and just throw it at someone. And maybe even reviewing it on wherever you got it. If you find it somewhere on iTunes or Acast or wherever, maybe review it there. 5 stars, thumbs up. Give everyone the heads up.
Like I said before, thank you. Cheers.
Right.
Bye. Bye.